Good morning. The storm system that brought all the heavy rain and wind to the area over the last 24 hours is cranking along the coast of Maine toward the Canadian Maritimes. While the wind has let up a bit overnight, a deep mid-level circulation to our north in southern Canada will dominate the weather picture today, sending spokes of energy from time to time through the region, producing scattered rain and snow showers. Some of the snow showers could coat the ground, especially across the hill towns, with more persistent snow in the Adirondacks and Northern Green Mountains, where several inches of snow will be possible. The wind will pick up again after the sun comes up and become gusty at times, over 30, even 40 miles per hour, especially down the Mohawk Valley and into the Greater Capital District and western New England, where wind gusts could exceed 50 miles per hour during the afternoon. Sunshine will be limited with the cold pool of air aloft, producing instability, but we could get some bright spots or breaks of sunshine in the valley. Still, it'll be much colder than average, with high temperatures only in the middle and upper 40s. While the wind will relax a bit after dark tonight, it'll still be rather blustery overnight, and with a few rain and snow showers, temperatures back down into the lower 30s. Drier weather will build in for the upcoming weekend. High pressure will dominate on Saturday, and we'll go back to a mix of sun and clouds, still quite blustery and certainly cooler than normal, with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. With high pressure sliding off the East Coast, a return southerly flow on Easter Sunday will produce a bit of milder air, with highs reaching into the upper 50s to around 60. The next storm system, though, will be on the move in our direction from the deep south. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, but it will be dry throughout Sunday afternoon and into the evening. Rain will arrive late Sunday night and continue through the day Monday, heavy at times, perhaps even with some thunderstorms. As the wind picks up, highs will be in the lower 60s. Cooler air to follow for the midweek period next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the storm off the East Coast will track across down East Maine today and into the Canadian Maritimes tonight. By the time the snow tapers off later in the day, over a foot will have accumulated, with some localized spots in northern Maine and New Hampshire picking up as much as 2 feet. In addition, lake effect snow showers will drop several inches of snow downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario, with an inch or two also possible in the central Appalachians. Meanwhile, the persistent upper low that has doused California with heavy rain and mountain snow since this past weekend will continue to meander across the southwest for one more day before drifting slowly away tomorrow. The low will then head for the southern plains by Saturday, setting the stage for what is potentially shaping up to be an active Easter weekend in terms of heavy rain and severe weather across the south. At Mount Washington today, light snow, blowing snow and fog, 12 degrees with a west wind at 75, gusting to 90 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 4 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 38 degrees, the dew point 26, 62% relative humidity, a west wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.22 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, windy, lower 50s. Boston, becoming mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers in the upper 40s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with rain and snow showers and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 46, that's 1 degree above normal. 36 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, no snowfall. 78 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation for the month, which is 19 hundredths below normal, and 8.43 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 54 hundredths of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low 35. The record high 86 set in 1922, and the record low 21 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 6:21 a.m., sunset this evening 7:32 p.m., 13 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and windy with rain and snow showers today. Steadier snow in the mountains with highs in the upper 30s to mid 40s. Breezy with more rain and snow showers tonight in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and windy with a few rain showers today with highs in the lower 50s. Windy with rain and snow showers tonight in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy with rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy and windy with a few rain and snow showers today and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy with a few rain and snow showers today in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, upper 40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds, becoming breezy Sunday, upper 50s to around 60. Rain likely on Monday, perhaps a thunderstorm, lower 60s, becoming windy. Windy and cooler Tuesday, lower 50s, a few rain and snow showers. A mix of sun and clouds 50 Wednesday, and more rain and snow showers Thursday back into the upper 40s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.